have to do.
Now, Geneva English School has been delivering the English curriculum to children in Geneva for over 60 years. There are around 350 children at the school, and around 180 of those are at primary. They have a massive outdoor space, including a huge sports pitch and a view of the lake from the school. It's very close to the lake. They're particularly proud of having happy, engaged kids, as well as the structured British curriculum that they offer. I spoke to Emma Parker, Deputy Head of Primary at GES, to find out more about the advantages of being a slightly smaller school.
Absolutely. So all of our children, every single one of them is known by name and they are known as an individual. Our teachers know our children so, so well. And of course, this supports our children not only academically, but also socially and emotionally. We know that when teachers know their children, it means that they can provide for them in the classroom everything that they need in order to thrive. The teachers know the academic strengths of the children, meaning that for those children that need challenging, they're able to do that. For those children that perhaps need a little bit more support in an area of their learning, our teachers are able to do that through their careful planning and understanding our students' needs. For us at Geneva English School, we also understand the importance of that home-school relationship. That means that teachers and parents can work together to really make sure that they understand the children. If parents have any concerns or they want to be able to speak to a teacher, we completely recognise the value that this has, and we would always encourage our parents to speak to our teachers, no matter, you know, anything at all that they want to talk about their child's time in school.
I know that you don't have exam results in primary, but there must be, how do you actually sort of manage that and be able to tell that they're excelling academically?
Okay, so our class teachers assess our students daily, so we don't have exams that the children have to sit. The teachers use what the children are doing day in, day out in the classroom, whether that be work in their books or whether that be what they do in the class. Teachers are using that information all of the time in order to look at where that child is excelling and where that child needs some further support.
And then when it comes to other unique learning experiences, the extracurriculars, we're looking at maybe things like sport.
Yeah, so we have a huge range of extracurricular activities. Currently, this term, we have over 45 different clubs on offer for children. And we actually have a sign up of over 550 signing up to various events throughout the week. So we offer sports, we offer drama, dance, music. For us at GES, it's so important that we are giving children an opportunity to try new things, to develop themselves, to find out what they're good at, to find out what their interests are, which is why for us the extracurricular activities are so important, whether it's skiing, whether it's football, dance, whether it's performing in music or street dance. Our children absolutely love the extracurricular activities on offer, and it's something that we're really proud of because we really can see the benefits that these have on the development of our children.
We talk about making sure that kids are happy going to school. How do you really monitor that aspect?
Well, in a morning when I stand at the school gates and the children get dropped off by their parents, the smiles on their faces. So I can see it from the moment they enter school. They run down the path into school with their friends to greet their teachers. And for me, that is a really special part of our school, seeing children happy to be there. Children are engaged in their learnings. When you walk around our school, what you will see is a whole range of different learning activities. Our teachers are creative. They come up with so many wonderful ways to deliver the curriculum. Just last week, we had the Olympic Games happening in the playground. We had a group of young scientists who were walking. They'd been in the forest looking at scientific observations, walking through the playground dressed in lab lab coats. The way in which our curriculum is delivered, no 2 days are the same. Our teachers make sure that there are opportunities for children to be creative. They make sure there are opportunities for our children to enjoy the wonderful outdoor environment that we've got. And you can see it as you walk around school, the levels of engagement. And of course, that then results in the high academic outcomes that we get at GES.
At GES, it's the British Curriculum for International and Local Students. Just talk me through a little bit about the languages that are spoken at GES, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, so at GES, we teach the national curriculum. So that means that our main language of instruction is English. This means that we're able to develop a really deep understanding of the subjects such as history and geography. But for us, the development of French across school is very important, whether that be for our children who are new into Geneva or our children who are French speakers. The language element is important. We want to make sure that our children are able to fully immerse themselves within the local community, not just the school community, but outside of school. If children begin school in preschool when they're 3 years old, the preschool environment is a bilingual environment. That means that we have a qualified English and French teacher within the preschool environment at all times. As children move through school, we have French, which is delivered for at least 4 hours a week. However, the French language permeates through every aspect of school life. You'll see various clubs are delivered in French. You'll see that French is part of other lessons as well. And we've got a really talented head of French who really makes sure that French is an integral part of our school environment. In year five and year six, children also begin to have Spanish and German lessons, and that's in order to prepare them for the languages that they will take when they move to our secondary campus and Key Stage 3.
And year 5 and 6 is roughly how old?
From 9, so 9 through to 11.
Fair enough. Okay, lots of different languages being spoken throughout, as well as English. It sounds wonderful. So I believe that there is a virtual open event that you're doing on the 15th of March. If people would like to sign up, I know first of all they can go through our website and click on the banner. But otherwise, if they want to contact you, what's the address?
admissions@geschool.ch.
Thank you so much for coming in and telling me all about Geneva English School. Emma Parker, Deputy Head of Primary. It's been great to talk to you and learn a little bit more about primary age learning at GES. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Discover the story of Le Gruyère AOP.